This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, folks, this next story, you're going to want to stick around because it is worth the price of admission. And this is the type of thing where I get to inform people about things that they probably know about inherently but maybe haven't thought about in a while. And I truly love this story. It has to do with Dave Chappelle saying something amazingly profound about Will Smith. And here's what's interesting. You don't have to believe me, but I think you can go back and look, or listen, I should say. And by the way, Andy, one of my biggest fans, he probably knows the show and the segment where I talked about this. But I talk about the duality of man. I tell you folks all the time, as much as I despise leftists, make no mistake about it, we have their tendencies. We have all the frailties of man, and the only difference is we learn how to deal with them. We don't cover things up. If you're smart, you don't anyway. You deal with it. You seek therapy. You seek counseling. You seek solace. You seek somebody to help you course correct. Leftists don't do that. Once they set a course, these people go. I don't care how destructive it is. They go. That's why there are shows like Intervention. It's hardly for us. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And I hope you go there and find out everything that we do. I must tell you, God is so good. He keeps putting people in my path that are looking at the body of work that my team does, and they say, I want to be a part of that. And I'm so proud of that because it's done selflessly, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. So again, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com or give us a call, 844-551-8255. We will contact you. But if you understand, if something speaks to your heart and says, this is what I want to be doing, I want to be helping people, I want to understand myself, I want to understand what little piece I can play in correcting this crazy world or making somebody around you understand it, there is no better place to go than working with us. Don't come here if you need a bunch of money or you can only give us a little bit of time here. You know, I'm saying I don't care if you give us a little bit of time here and there, but I'm saying come here only if you're committed. Because if you're committed, we'll make a change together. And there are people that have done it. Like, you know, my buddy Albert, who, by the way, Albert made a very large donation to us a year and a half, maybe or so ago. And I just found this out. I knew he was giving us a little bit, but he consistently gives us through our nonprofit like $5 a day or something. Albert is an amazing giver. And Bob and Carol and Andy, who helped finance the show in Florida that we're going to be doing October 20th at the Palladium Theater, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And by the way, this segment involves comedy because I'm talking about Dave Chappelle and Will Smith. So I really hope you guys get in a game, and you get in a game with us, and you do it selflessly, and you continue. Those of you who have supported us financially or otherwise, thank you. I couldn't do it without you. I just flatly couldn't. I'm not a rich guy. I've donated an extraordinary amount of money to this cause, to the point of my detriment in many cases, trust me. But it's okay. I feel good about it. I feel good about coming on this show, talking to you about everything that we do, because we change lives. These kids we sent that are trying to get into Hillsdale, we change lives. And I talked to some people at an event recently, and I'll go into that a little bit. They were so impressed. One guy goes, Kevin, I heard what you guys were doing. I gave an immediate $500 to help this kiddo in one of our programs. He says, it's so good to know you. I mean, it was amazing to have somebody come up to me and recognize that, quote, is my celebrity. Anyway, back to this story. This happened last week. It says, on stage in Liverpool, Thursday night, Dave Chappelle delivered a scathing assessment of the Oscars slap in the face that echoed around the world. And I'm telling you guys, go back, find my show where I talk about the duality of man. And I didn't say it in this way, the way that Dave did, but I recognize it. I say it all the time. And Dave Chappelle saw that, exactly what I've been talking about, in that slap. Because you have to ask yourself, what would make a person do that? And we covered it a little bit when I talked about Will Smith and Chris Rock. But here's what they were going to write. Chappelle is in the middle of a comedy tour with Chris Rock, who was slapped in March by actor Will Smith while performing on stage at the Academy Awards. And then Dave Chappelle said, a lot of people forget who Will Smith is. Chappelle said on stage at Liverpool's M&S Bank Arena. So 10 minutes before he was to receive the top award, he acted like he was in Philly. Now, somebody else made this comment. Who was it? It said that Will Smith put on display his inner blackness, so to speak, by going up and slapping Chris Rock. I forget who it was. I have to think about it. But as I said, I have to go back to that particular day we talked about it. But they go on to say, to explain, Smith won Best Actor for his role as Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena Williams in the movie King Richard. And it was a great performance. And I can only build in your mind what, you know, you would be thinking given Oscars so white, because it was Jada Pinkett Smith who complained that Will hadn't gotten any awards. Now, he's making $20 million a film, but that didn't matter. They wanted that little award. So that brought us Oscars so white, which there's some frustration. Now, it wasn't Will Smith complaining about not getting an Oscar, because he's got a nice life. This is a dude who came from pretty much nothing, goes out, does the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know. Well, he's a rapper. Then he does the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I use the term rapper loosely. But he was in the music business. He and Jazzy Jeff gets a little role on TV that pays off dramatically. Then gets into real TV and does 6 Degrees of Separation, his first movie, where he was excellent. And he is a good actor. And this is a big night. He's been waiting for it. Oscar's so white. And he earned it. I don't know if you've seen King Richard. He does an amazing job playing the Williams sister's father. We'll get more on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
An American writer named L.Z. Granderson said this of duality: heroes aren't supposed to do bad things. That's what villains are for. So either the good supersedes the bad, or the bad makes it impossible to remember the good. We don't like it when such duality exists in one person. We don't want to know our heroes are human. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about Dave Chappelle, who made a profound statement about Will Smith. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I talked about it in the first segment leading up to this point. Profound statement, and it has to do with duality, duality of man, and it has to do with what we confront every day as conservatives. Why we can stand firm and say, while I recognize, you know, truth, and evil, good and bad, you know, the truth from the lie, and I recognize in myself that both of those things exist, because without it you can't be human. Salt goes with sugar. Any baker will tell you that. You take one of them away, you can't eat the product. It's either too sweet or too salty. You have to have them both in the right amount. And what is that right amount? It varies. But that is the duality. I mean, if you want the simplistic version, that is the duality. So on the night where Will Smith, leading up to everything that his wife fought for, that racialized the Oscars, it racialized, and don't misunderstand me, the Oscars deserved it. It's a bunch of elitist white folks picking films that a lot of people didn't watch. A lot of, no who versus no how. The best films didn't always win. I know this for a fact because The Color Purple should have beaten Out of Africa. And the white people thought they could get away with it because it had Africa in the title, but it was a Meryl Streep movie, and it was a decent movie. It wasn't anything to write home about, but The Color Purple was amazing, and they were snubbing Spielberg. I don't know why. It got 13 nominations. I think The Color Purple got more nominations than any film up to that point and didn't win a single one. So I get it. And that's Oscar's so white, Oscar's so white. Here's what I will tell you. If I had been an actor in The Color Purple and I didn't win anything, I'd be okay with it because you made one heck of a movie. Even this crazy Danny Glover, have you heard much from him in a while? Danny Glover is a hardcore leftist. Hadn't heard much from him. Had Whoopi Goldberg in it. Oprah Winfrey was replete full of black leftists. But you know what? What an amazing film. It depicted that life, and it depicted slavery and all that. But by the end of that movie, you were like, you could understand the greatness of blackness, despite all the negativity. But it didn't win because for whatever reason. But I don't think he was snubbing the black cast members. They were snubbing Spielberg. And then they finally give Spielberg his due because he deserved Oscars. This guy made some amazing films leading up to that point. E.T., Raiders of the Lost Ark, and many others. Poltergeist, I think was his. Made some great films. He probably should have won. But was it racial? Anyway, let me go back to this. So it's biggest night for Will Smith. But here's what Dave Chappelle says. But his achievement was overshadowed by his conduct, or the article, by his conduct that night, which was condemned by the Academy and earned Smith a 10-year ban from attending Academy functions. And here's what Dave Chappelle said that was absolutely profound. He says, Will played a perfect person for 30 years, and then he ripped off his mask and showed us that he was just as ugly as the rest of us. Whatever the consequences, I hope he doesn't put the mask on again, or put on the mask again, and let his true face breathe. I can see myself in both men. See, that is why Dave Chappelle is on the right track. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. I come on this show every single day hoping that I can touch people and make them understand a little bit more about themselves, that they find something inside of themselves. This is not about, let me be bigger than you, or whatever. And I'm going to get into that in just a second. This is about you finding out who you are. That's what I tell you guys all the time. Don't ask me for advice. Ask me, Kevin, have you had a similar situation? I'm not going to give you advice. I mean, generally speaking. I'm just going to tell you, hey, man, I did this. Here's what happened to me when I went that route. Things like that. I talked about this the other day when Danny said that to me, that he doesn't give advice. One of my friends, he was a little bit older than I was, and we were talking about somebody, and I said, what advice did you give me? He goes, I don't give advice. I tell you what, if I've been in a similar circumstance, I tell you the outcome. And I also tell you, it could have been a different outcome. But I leave it to you because it's your life. My choices, my advice shouldn't dictate your life. It's like, that's why psychologists sort of talk around the subject. They ask you questions about you. And you're like, I don't pay you to ask me more questions about me. And they go, you don't get it. The source of the aggravation, the source of the issue is you. I cannot put you in a situation and give you my advice about your life. That is the beauty of the individual. The other beauty is that you have the range of choices. You know, let's say there's absolute good and absolute evil, and you can pick anywhere you want to be on that continuum. And Will Smith chose evil. But what Dave says is he played a perfect person. And see, that was his problem. I completely agree with Chappelle's assessment of Will Smith, but I'm only using Will Smith as a backdrop for this story, this little melodrama. This is about you. This is about this movement. This is about the people that you meet playing their roles, playing their parts. They're playing the role of a perfect person. That's what leftists do. They play that role. I'm perfect. I'm helping everybody. Look at what I do. They have the mask on. And then something triggers them. And then they do something. They rip that mask off and you get to see who they really are. And I'm going to tell you, folks, as I said earlier, I gave you the secret. The secret to not ever having that slap, that metaphorical slap, if you will, of Will Smith to what's going on in your life. The secret is, stop wearing your mask. The average person is frustrated in their lives about something. The lack of communication with a mate, hand up. It's probably your fault. Your frustrations are things that sometimes are things of your creation. And it's You will bury yourself. You will hide yourself behind those frustrations. We certainly are doing it politically. And because we've done this, we've allowed the other side to win. Not that we're in a game, because it's not a game. But they're winning in this game because we refuse to take off this mask and say, look, you're going to see the real me, not the frustrated me.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House says President Biden will speak at the Pentagon. First Lady Jill Biden will be going to Shanksville, Pennsylvania to deliver remarks. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman will be in New York City. During Tuesday's COVID-19 response briefing, White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha urges everyone to play their part in preventing COVID-19 from spreading as flu season comes around.
We have a vaccine that matches the variant that's out there. It's critical that Americans protect themselves, protect their families. And if people step up and do what is necessary, we can get through this fall and winter with far less suffering.
Kids are back in school in Uvalde, Texas. They're back in classrooms for the first time since the mass.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to blow your mind. Those of you who come to this, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, specifically to listen to me, the namesake of the show. For you leftists that don't understand what I just said, I would be Kevin Jackson. I'm the one you're listening to right now. I'm about to blow your mind. Say what you want about Hunter Biden, but he is his true self. Hunter Biden is on display, and it may be crack that's making him leave these notebook and laptop computers all over the place, but Hunter doesn't care. Hunter's on his cell phone, taking pictures of his junk. He's on, you know, camera with prostitutes. He smokes crack. He snorts coke. He drinks to excess. He does things that will put him in the public eye. Now, a lot of it could be drug-induced or whatever, but there's a side of Hunter that says, I don't care. You're going to get to know the authentic me. And I'm going to tell you something. If I'd grown up with Hunter Biden and he had these problems, we would be friends. You want to know why I'd be friends with Hunter Biden? Because I would know him. He's authentic. Say what you want. He doesn't care if you know. But the Democrats care, and so do his family. Joe Biden has made this comment, folks, and I know it makes you go, how could you say that? I'm about to say something I think you probably know. Joe Biden says, Hunter Biden is the best man I know. And you ask yourself, how could he possibly say this about a kid who's given him so many problems? Hunter was not the good son. Bo was. Hunter has been a problem, a thorn in the side for his dad, and his dad's trying to figure him out. But so here's what he does. He says, hey, Hunter, you're going to run the family business. I'm going to give you an assignment. And you know what Hunter did? Even in his crackhead delusional state, that sucker performed. He did it. Now, did he do it the way you want it done? Did he do it on the quiet, on the down low? Did he get into these deals where it was untraceable? No. Hunter was in your face with him. He was like, bring me that Chinese spy. I'll do business with him. Bring me these Russian oligarchs and all the prostitutes. I don't care if I got to sleep with young Russian girls, Asian girls, Ukrainian girls. So what? I know nothing about oil. And I know my daddy, and my daddy gave me the job of doing this. And yeah, I'm doing coke or crack before I go to a meeting with some Ukrainian oil guy or whatever, but I'm still going to get the board spot and make millions and give my part to the big guy. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be a functional alcoholic, a functional drug addict, a functional sex addict, a functional whatever, call it whatever you want, but I'm a bon vivant. People want to be me, women want to be with me, et cetera. And that's the way Hunter lives. And so what? He doesn't take care of his kids. He doesn't pay his child support. He's living in a $20,000 a month palace, driving fancy cars, eating at the best restaurants, dating strippers and prostitutes, whatever. Joe Biden says he's the best man he knows. He couldn't think more highly of Hunter. You want to know why? Because Hunter is authentic. Something Joe Biden could never be. Joe Biden is a liar. And he watches his son live a truth. And even though that truth is ugly and dirty and scummy and all those things, Hunter lives his truth in a way that other people would be covering it up. They'd be lying. Which brings me back to Chappelle and his comment about Will Smith. Will, he said, played a perfect person for 30 years, and then he ripped off his mask and he showed us he was just as ugly as the rest of us. Easy for us to get sanctimonious on the conservative side. Oh, Bill, he had an affair. Really? So Bill's the first guy? Sharon? Yeah, she was caught with another man. Really? She's the first one that's ever been caught with another dude, or this guy doing that, or this, whatever it is. I don't know what you handle your scandal, as they say. Whatever it is. Hunter's is wide open there for you to see. And let's go back to this Will Smith. Will Smith, perfect life, right? He marries Jada. Huh, they're a cute couple. They're amazing. They have the perfect family. They have a boy and a girl. You know what? The boy thinks he's a girl. Have you watched this kid? He thinks he's a girl. Now, again, I don't care. But I'm going to tell you this. I don't think the kid was born to do what he's doing. I think this kid has been exposed to this. By the way, Will Smith, rumor? Dude's on the down low. Will Smith is a gay guy. Hangs out with guys. I mean, I don't know. But I would bet it is because he doesn't want to tell you. Kind of reminds me of, let's say, Andrew Gillum. Oh, yeah, Mr. Perfect, the guy that almost beat DeSantis. You should see the way that Gillum would perform in public, man. He was very stately and, oh, yeah, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And what did he do behind the scenes? Hanging out with male prostitutes, taking drugs, all kinds of stuff. Doesn't want to show you who he really is. Doesn't want to show you. Because you're not going to like it. Hillary Clinton. Do you think Hillary Clinton wants to tell you what she's really like? Do you think Andrew Cuomo wants to show you what he's really like? Do you think Chris, little Fredo, wants to show you what he's really like? Do you think Barack Obama wants you to know what he's really like? Do you think Michelle Obama wants you to know what she's really like? The little bit of a glimpse you get to see when the mask slips off a little bit is already ugly. If they ripped that mask off, they couldn't live. They would be despised. Hunter's mask is ripped off. I mean, you say what you want about him. Hunter is despicable on a lot of levels in terms of his behavior. But there, but by the grace of God, go I. Give you another example. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, you watch him play. He's at the top of his field. When you look at Tiger, you go, oh, it's a perfect situation. He's got Ellen Norgan was his wife, I think, or Ela, I don't know her name, but the pretty blonde girl, Scandinavian chick, introduced by another famous golfer. I forget his name, but he's the one who introduced Norgren or whatever to Tiger. They marry, have their kids, and Tiger's having all these affairs. And it definitely impacted his game when he got caught. Tiger couldn't win for a while. It jacked him up. Why? Because when the facade of who he presented himself to be was broken, then it was like, oh, shoot. And it rattled him to his core. Nothing else could affect Tiger's game. He was on top of his game. And that, go look at that period. Look, I don't know what time, but I wouldn't call it the demise of Tiger, because he's still, even if you take that period going forward, Tiger had a better career than 99% of the golfers that ever played the game. But he wasn't Tiger anymore, because he'd been exposed. The mask was ripped off. Goody two shoes. I tell people all the time, when you show me these people that try to present these perfect lives to you, I say to myself, you're fraud. There is no such thing as a perfect life. I forget who said it, but I think it was Thoreau who said, most men live lives of quiet desperation. He's not meaning men in the gender sense. He's saying people live lives of quiet desperation because they are always fighting with the duality of themselves. Now, here's the good news, conservatives. We don't fight as hard because we try to do our best to say, this is who I am. Hunter Biden, true to himself, and the reason why Joe Biden has such accolades for him is Joe Biden knows, I can't be that. I will never in my life be authentic. I will always be a liar. I will always be trying to make myself better. Joe Biden, God, oh, he does not want you to know his insecurities. Because Joe Biden knows he's stupid. He's been privileged to get ahead. He's on the take. He's easily buyable, he's pliable, he's malleable. Joe can be contorted into whatever you want him to be. He is silly putty. And that disturbs him. Now, you guys have heard me talk about the duality of man on this show, as I said, from time to time. And the ills of man exist in all of us, but some of us have learned how to tame the beast. And that's the difference between us and them. Is we study ourselves and we say, no, you can, I don't know whether you have a gambling addiction or a drinking addiction. I have a friend, he was an alcoholic years ago. And he's the most interesting alcoholic I've ever met. He quit drinking. It affected his career. He got on notice, etc. Stopped drinking, cold turkey one day, has never taken a drink. And I don't care, there could be liquor in his house. He will not drink. You can drink around him. There's no urge, nothing. And I'm talking about for decades, he will not drink. Staunch conservative who has learned that if I take that step, I'm no longer myself, and I don't like that person. So I can deal with it. And he does. So I'm going to give you the answer, and then we're going to go talk a little bit more about this because I want to relate to you something that happened to me recently. I want to talk about celebrity. But here's the answer as to how you can overcome this syndrome. Well, now I got to wait.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Dave Chappelle. Yeah, it was funny. I watched Dave's special, and he said, "I am the most profound comedian of my day." And I loved it. I love the Dave Chappelle. His comedy is amazing, and I say that because mine is much the same. So you may be thinking I'm patting myself on the back, but no, I'm not. Comedy with a purpose that is so unique. I mean, there's fun. There's just fun comedy that talks about situational stuff, you know, having kids and being married, getting divorced, dating, things like that. Those are all wonderful topics. And again, observations by some of the world's most brilliant minds, people who will look at the world for what it is and then explain it to you in a way that's clever. It's like a magician. They're finding ways to help you, you know, mess with your mind in a good way. And magicians are making you see things you believe things you shouldn't believe and see things that you don't believe can happen. And the only way you can rationalize it is to go, that's not real. That's not real. It's the way I watch scary movies. I go, no, that's not real. It's that it can't happen. It'll never happen. Whatever. But they're, you know, people that watch the world are fascinating to me, and I happen to be one of them. So Dave comes out and he says, you know, I'm the best. But he goes, that me saying that doesn't mean I'm going to stay the best. Get out there, get in the game, and be better. Do better. And I love it because he's saying, I'm not going to apologize for honing my craft, for understanding what it took for me to get here. And let me tell you, I have a lot of respect for Dave. Every time they told him what he needed to do in order to be successful, he did it. He didn't wait around. They said, you need to learn how to act. Where would I learn how to act? You got to go to Duke Ellington School for the Arts. I'll apply. He applied. He didn't study. He didn't do that. Didn't think he made it, but he made it. And then he started telling about all of his teachers and the influences and the way it made him have deep thought. And the dude is a deep thinker, just like me. And so he's bringing these amazing shows, and he partnered with Chris Rock, who, of course, is in the midst of this controversy with Will Smith, and that's what we've been talking about for the hour. And I've been leading up to Dave Chappelle making this comment about Will Smith. Did I say Chris Smith? Because I meant Will Smith if I did. Will Smith, where he says, you know, he's talking about Will Smith being a bit of a fraud. He says, 10 minutes before he was received the top award, he acted like he was back in Philly. But here's what he said that was most profound. I'm going to repeat it. He says, Will played a perfect person for 30 years. And he ripped off his mask and showed us that he was just as ugly as the rest of us. What Dave Chappelle is saying without saying it is that Will Smith is a fake. He's a fraud. And in my book, my first book, my best book, I'm going to rewrite that book. I'm going to republish it, change a few things, you know, correct a few things and give a little bit more explanation about some stuff. So maybe you'll buy it again. But it was my best selling book for a reason. It is profound in many of its statements. And the biggest thing that I tell you is when I was a kid growing up, feeling the need to lie because I didn't want people to know my life, I could never be my authentic self. How pathetic is that? Your kids growing up, especially you white folks, your kids can't be their authentic selves because what? Oh, they got white privilege. They were born with this. They got white supremacy. They have hidden white guilt, whatever. Are you kidding? They can't be themselves. They can't joke with their friends. They got all kinds of friends. It's a UN at your home on any given day, particularly if your kids are in sports. But they're accused of racism and sexism and all these other isms that they don't even think about. It's the biggest generation of handheld kids in the history of the Republic. They can't even be their authentic selves. Black kids can't be authentic because if you show your weaknesses, your frailties, your insecurities or whatever, you're weak and people will take advantage of you. And if so you got to be bravado, you got to be fake. Most people out there faking, they're fronting. Yeah, man, I'm down with the cause. Black people, black people, black people, black people. And you know what these black folks are doing? They're looking at themselves going, man, I don't agree with this Negro. I don't agree with what Michael Brown Jr. did. I don't agree with what these people are talking about. Cops are trying to kill us. We're committing crimes. We're getting ourselves killed. I don't agree that everything black is good. I don't look at our black neighborhoods and go, ooh, look at us. We're the picture of what Americana should represent. I don't look at our schools and go, these are the best schools in the nation. We got to wake up and be truthful to ourselves. If you can't be the authentic you, then what good are you? That's what Dave Chappelle's lesson for Will Smith is. You're waiting to snap. You're waiting to go up and slap somebody because they offend your sensibilities when all it was a joke. It was a joke you should be able to take. It was a joke. I mean, I'm not going to get into what, you know, Chris Rock said, because, you know, if there are people that would disagree, oh, Kevin, she has alopecia and, you know, she doesn't have that. That girl has been a rock star her whole life. Man, men have grown up. I'm talking about Jada Pinkett. Dudes, that girl could have alopecia. Even bald headed, she looks better than 99% of women in this country. Are you kidding? That's in style now. Maybe there was a time when she couldn't wear her hair long or whatever, but let me tell you something. The girl's been smoking hot her whole life. And Will's going to get mad? Oh, my wife has a disease. She's got a disease other people have. I was first exposed to it because one of my buddies, his girlfriend had alopecia. I didn't know it. But, you know, I didn't realize she was wearing a wig, and I didn't notice it. I didn't notice anything about it, but somebody goes, you know, she has alopecia. I'm like, what the heck's alopecia? I didn't even know what alopecia was. But I'm getting off track. My point is, be the authentic you. Celebrity, folks, is something many people seek. And I understand the allure of celebrity. We've all been around celebrity. And I'm not talking necessarily about Holly weirdos or other performers. Sometimes, for example, it's that rock star salesperson at your company who gets an award year after year. Or it's the CEO or the founder of your company. Not known out, I mean, could go to an airport and nobody knows them. Most people wouldn't know who, the CEO of Oracle is if he came up and sat right next to him on an airplane. That you don't know who these people are. They live relative obscure lives, but in their environments, they are celebrities. So the point is, celebrity is not just about always the person. There are people that will write a book on a topic, and they're celebrities, but nobody else knows them. You know, maybe it's some guy who has a job that takes him places that we don't get to go to. And do adventures that only we dream of. And then he comes back and documents these very things, like Indy in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I've got a bigger point to all of this. I'll get to it in just a second. But, you know, he's an anthropologist who gets to go look for the Holy Grail, for goodness sakes. I mean, who would you rather hear stories from? Would you rather hear Joe Biden's lies about corn pop? Or would you rather hear from Indy? A guy who's living life, and he's out there doing things. And I get that I'm talking about a fictional character, but there are people out there who do these, like these guys digging on Oak Island. I'd rather spend time with them. I recently ran across their story, these two brothers that found this, you know, story about Oak Island and became fascinated and got money collected and decided, you know, let's go see if we can dig up something at Oak Island. Blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history. They got a TV show about it, and they got people coming all the time now to listen to them. But back to the duality. So see, creative celebrity is what I call these Holly weirdos. It can be cruel. If you want it, and you get it, like movie stars, that persona takes over. This is what I think. See, I flirted with celebrity in a few areas, sports, now politics of sort. But I never craved it. I did my job, and if it got me accolades, then so be it. I was a rock star sales guy. Anyway, the other day I attended an event where the gubernatorial candidate was a celebrity, and I got to ask her a question. I took advantage of my time to be myself, and she was thoughtful in her answer. Then she asked me my name. I gave her my name, and she directed her answer towards me. Well, Kevin, the hostess of the event explained to people, as it broke away, that I was a former Fox News contributor, to which a lot of people went, I thought I recognized you. They started, oh yes, now I remember. And their whole demeanor changed then. It was like, I'm in the process, you know, with a celebrity. But here's my point. I didn't care about celebrity. I was just me. There's no 30 years of pent-up frustration ready to break out. And I would venture to tell you, there is none for you. You don't crave the limelight. And if you were to get it, There wouldn't be a bunch of pent-up frustration if somebody said or did the wrong thing to you. You'd be able to take it. But Will Smith couldn't because he's been living a lie, and Chappelle was smart enough and astute enough to point it out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.